From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Noah Taborda. The MU Provost's Office will no longer fund the Chancellor's Distinguished Visitors Program and Lecture Series, faculty development leaves, project awards, and research leaves starting July 1st, according to reporting from the Columbia Missourian. The Visitors Program brings scholars to the university for academics, research, and campus engagement. Research leaves provide the faculty the ability to take a leave to conduct research within their fields. The cuts will take effect next month, but awards that were submitted in the 2017-2018 academic year and leaves that were funded for the upcoming academic year will still be funded. Despite a significant increase in enrollment for the fall, the university is still facing a $49 million budget gap, which also led to the elimination of more than 185 positions. That move is expected to save the university about $11 million. Attorney General Josh Hawley announced he has filed a lawsuit against a developer for tax fraud. Hawley alleges that Paul McKee's company, Northside Regeneration LLC, received $4.5 million worth of tax credits in the fraud scheme. This comes one day after St. Louis officials cut ties with McKee for not completing a project in North St. Louis. Officials accused McKee and his company of violating development agreements from 2009. The suit includes allegations of tax credit fraud, breach of tax credit application, and unjust enrichment. A message left with McKee's attorney was not immediately returned. Three of the five people charged in the case of a developmentally delayed Missouri man who is found encased in concrete have pled not guilty. The Fulton Sun reports Sherry Paolo, Anthony R. Flores, and Mary Paolo entered their pleas in the Carl DeBrody case Monday. All three are employees of the assisted living home where DeBrody lived until his death. Sherry Paolo and Anthony Flores face charges of first-degree involuntary manslaughter, client neglect, abandonment of a corpse, and two counts of filing false missing persons reports. Mary Paolo also has been charged with filing a false report. They are scheduled to be arraigned Friday. Governor Mike Parson says he will be using the state plane to travel around Missouri. Parson told reporters while at his visit to the University of Missouri-Columbia that he'll be driving when possible, but will sometimes use the taxpayer-funded plane. Prior to former Governor Eric Greitens' resignation, he vowed not to use the plane for travel as to save taxpayer money. That raised concerns that Greitens would avoid disclosing expenses by relying on private and campaign funds. Parson says the decision to use the state plane is part of a push for transparency in his administration. I'm Noah Taborda, KBIA News, Columbia.